Paul Raymond once again broadcasting from Canby High School. It's National FFA Week, and we are celebrating FFA Week here in Canby with a hay bale toss. John Dessenville joins me, the Canby FFA advisor. John, fun activity here in the gym.
Yeah, it's one that kids have been doing for years here at Canby, so it's kind of a tradition.
Oh, it is.
Do it the last Friday of the week.
Okay.
And you can see the kids love watching more than throwing, and some really get into it and really like to throw too. So.
Well, back in my day in high school, I helped friends bale a lot of hay, and I threw a lot of bales. So,
yeah, I think both of us at our younger ages could have thrown a lot further than we do now, that's for sure.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about the Canby FFA chapter, John.
Well, right now we currently have 49 members, and a lot are real active, and we've got a good group of officers and gets people involved. And we try to do different activities. A lot of times, a lot of years, we go bowling as a chapter and pay for that, and some nightly meetings. And but otherwise, it's what they call contests, CDEs, they call them.
Okay.
And a lot of kids go to compete in those with other chapters in the region, and then those that qualify for state. We have two qualifying teams for state this year so far.
Oh, nice. Good.
Farm Business Management and the Soils team.
Oh, both.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Well, thank you. The kids are the ones that do that, but know it. And then that's the end of April, the state convention, so they get a chance to go down to the cities for a while. So.
Fun. Talk a little bit about other activities you do during the course of the year. Petting zoo once in a while?
Well, the petting zoo we try to do in the spring.
Okay.
And then we try to do a drive tractor to school day, too. Some of the kids drive their farm tractors in. County Fair, we have a tractor driving contest at the County Fair, and then an Ag Olympics at the County Fair. And then in the fall, things just start out right away with the different judging contests, like livestock is right away in the fall through all the way through spring.
Right, good. I talked about with Coach John Sherb, but I think it's worth noting again, FFA is not Fraser Farmers of America like when we grew up. It's different.
Well, they wanted to get away from the farmer connotation because a lot of kids just, well, I'm not going to farm, why do I want to belong? And it was 1988, they decided, they voted on it, and it's just the national FFA organization.
Okay.
And so it's pretty much FFA. It's like Alaska would just soon be recognized as fisheries and forestry and aqua. So, I mean, it just, every state, you know, all 50 states and Puerto Rico and Virgin Islands are part of the national FFA.
Okay, yep, good.
And when we go to the national convention in October to see all those different jackets with all the different names on
impressive.
Them, Hawaii and Virgin Islands, it's quite the sight.
Yep, that's pretty cool.
All right, we're in the gym. We're watching the hay bale toss. How do you think I did? I tossed a couple times.
Well, you beat everybody hands down. Like I said, I think for every year of age we are over 18, we should add a foot to the total, so that'd be way.
Yeah.
Oh, real good. It's
all I wanted to do was beat Catherine Fink, and I did, so you can tell her that when you see her.
I think you just did.
Okay. Yeah, she listens to us all the time, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does. Right. So.
Kids are really having fun here at this hay bale toss. Now, the one bale's straw and the other's hay. Is there a weight difference in that?
Well, we didn't weigh them, but there is usually a difference. Straw bales are usually a little lighter. But.
Okay, so I threw the heavier one then.
Well, no, that was the straw.
Okay. So that was the lighter one.
Well, technically, yeah. But.
The kid pushing the broom down there, the guy, did you see his toss? That was amazing.
Yep. No, and Jordan, he's the heavyweight wrestler for Canby, too.
Yep.
So.
Oh,
and he's the one that brought the hay bales, too.
Oh,
so.
Okay. We should talk to him.
He gets practice all summer long.
All right. Well, we'll talk to him then, too.
Okay, good. Good.
Right. Thanks, John. You do a great job here in Canby with the FFA program.
Well,
appreciate you having us come over.
Thank you, Paul.
You bet. John Dessenville, FFA advisor here in Canby.